Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lucas Hyde podcast. And it is time for the Refresher Friday. And, you know, on the Refresher Friday, it just happens to be Friday. It's kind of how the show is designed. And it is September 27th. I hope you all had an amazing week. I hope you all got your work in. I feel like this week went extremely fast. I feel like this month went extremely fast. I don't know why. That has been happening a lot recently. But it's weird. The days are getting slower for me. I feel like I have more time in the days where I'm in the moment and I'm present and I'm doing good work. But then I feel like I get to the end of the day and I'm like, oh my God, this day went so fast. I wonder why that happens in the brain. I have no idea. If any of you know, I would love to know. Is it some sort of phenomenon that happens in your brain where you, I don't know, is it some way that you're storing the memories in your short-term memory or something? I'm not sure. But that is an interesting question. That is just something, as I was sitting here kind of thinking about, is why in the moment does the moment feel so extended and good and amazing? And then once you get to the end of the day, you're just like, man, today flew by. Like, well, that was awesome. I'm not sure. I don't feel like my day like crawls by at this unbelievably slow pace, though. I'm not really even sure. I have to think about this more. I'm on the fence right now. It's one of those things I like to just think about during the day. I usually have these thoughts where I just kind of sit through and then I think, like, why does this happen? So that's just something that's kind of going through my brain. I have been rambling about this for a while because I don't know. I wanted to ramble for a little bit. Anyway, I hope you guys had an amazing week. This week was good. I did adjust my workout program a little bit. I know that was one of the things that I was saying after I came out of the deload week, I wanted to decide on a newer workout program or adjust my current program. And I had found myself somewhat short of time when it came to Sunday and deciding on a workout program. And so I went back to the one that I did for the last, I think it was three months. Maybe a little bit longer because I took 1 week off here and there. But I decided to change it up and just adjust it. I'm going to try and use as many bands as possible. Now, the thought process behind why I want to use bands is I've always found that when I'm using more bands than heavy weight, I feel a little bit leaner. And I'm trying not to get too heavy right now because I've been playing lots of tennis and I really want to perform well there and adjust everything that I'm doing for that as well and continue to see improvements there. And so I think I'm adjusting this phase of my working out. I'm going to test it out. I'm going to do as many bands as possible. And I've also read a little bit of TB12, and he talks about that where he says, he does lots of band workouts. He wants to have really pliable muscles. That's the whole premise. He does lots of recovery, especially because Tom's older. He's doing lots of recovery in order to stay at the top level of performance. And that's someone who is at the top level of performance. He's the GOAT. And so that is something I wanted to try and do. I've also had these bands that I got for my birthday that I was only using one or two. And I really want to try and make an effort to use all of them and make sure I can use all of them to their full extent and get the bang for my buck, basically. Just make sure I use those tools to their full extent and not just let them sit there, because there are a nice set of bands. I have like this full body rubber bands. So that's what I've been doing. And I'll take my deadlifts and I'll just extend the reps out, and I'll do that with the heavier bands. And then I'll just adjust the weight and find some way for me to modify the workout so that it becomes a band workout. So if I was doing like overhead press on one arm, like one of the exercises was kettlebell single arm overhead press, what I do is I just take the band, put it under my foot, stand on it, and then just do an overhead press that way on the one side. So that's kind of what I've been doing. Or if I had to do, let's say, squats, I'll take the band and I'll put it over my back and then put it under my feet and then I'll squat that way. And I want to see what happens there. Because one of my concerns is certainly, how am I going to be able to develop strength, especially my legs, without using big weights? And I think Edu Portal may have said this, where he doesn't do a lot of lifting, but some of the lifting he does is for legs, just so he can really increase the power there. Now, I don't know if I think I heard that from someone that heard that from him, so I haven't read that quote or anything. And that kind of makes sense to me, where your legs are just such big muscles that it would make sense to me that you would have to load them up a lot in order to get really good work in. So I don't know. And that's kind of where I'm at now. If you guys know, I'd love to hear about it. Maybe I just have to do more research as well and go and kind of explore it a little more and see, or just test it out in this phase and see, do I lose a lot of mass or something in my legs? Do I feel not as strong, or do I feel more explosive, or do I feel better and leaner and more pliable? So we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated on it. That's what I've been working on in the gym. And then for the podcast this week, I've also been working on my melee. So, because we are going to Big House next week, I can't wait for that. I'll keep you guys updated more so on the Monday preview for that. And then this week for the podcast, though, we can get into that. It was with Neil Nelson, part two, and that was an amazing podcast. I totally forgot how deep we went into that, and I remember we talked about some heavy stuff in there. But we also talked about some of his life and just what it was like for him, and especially just getting to know him better, because I knew him from work, but it's much different when you sit down with someone and you just talk to them for 3 hours, as I did in Neil's case, and you just kind of get a feel for some of the things that they like and more of who they are as a person. You just get this story behind who they are and why they are where they are and what they're working on in their lives. So it was awesome to have Neil on and kind of talk about those things and what's the next step in his life, especially as he moves forward, and just some of the stories that he has and everything, and like with his family and stuff. So that was an amazing podcast, and I really want to thank Neil for coming on again. And so if you guys did not tune in, that came out this Wednesday. That was part two, and part one came out the week before. It was an awesome podcast. I definitely recommend it. We did get into, I think we got into some heavier stuff. And yeah, we got into some heavier stuff in part two, it was, I believe, not part one, but in part two, he was asking me about some of the stuff that I was struggling with earlier in the year. So it was an interesting episode, because I kind of got to talk about that. I also got to talk about teaching tennis too, which is something I've been doing. So that is kind of the stuff we covered. All right, everybody, that is everything for this week. Again, I hope you had an amazing week, and I hope you have a great weekend. But I will see you guys Monday. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys have any questions for me, you can email me at thelucashighpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, TLH_podcast, and the Lucas High Podcast on Instagram. I would love to hear from you guys. If you really like the show, feel free to leave a review on iTunes. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye. Love you guys.